Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today, the parents of a woman who died earlier this spring when a sightseeing duck boat struck her in Boston are calling for the passage of a new law. The legislation's aimed at making the amphibious vehicles and tour buses safer. WBUR's Steve Brown has the story from the State House.
28-year-old Allison Warmoth was on a motorbike stopped at a red light, but also in the blind spot of a sightseeing duck boat. When the light turned green, the huge vehicle rolled over her, killing her and seriously injuring her passenger.
This was a preventable accident. My daughter did nothing wrong. She was exactly following the rules of the road.
Just a month and a half after her death, Allison's parents, Ivan and Martha Warmoth, were at the State House advocating for a bill aimed at improving safety for the sightseeing vehicles. Martha Warmoth said her family reached out to Boston Duck Tours after the tragedy. They requested the company add a second employee to each tour to provide historical narration, allowing the driver to concentrate solely on operating the vehicle in a safe manner. Martha Warmoth said the company's response to hold off on adding the second employee until after the investigation is complete was very unsatisfactory.
It's obvious that these vehicles are unsafe, so to continue to have that situation with distracted drivers is a real problem.
The bill the Warmoths are supporting would mandate that all sightseeing tours have a separate tour guide who is not driving the vehicle. The bill also calls for the installation of blind spot cameras and proximity sensors on amphibious vehicles. Senator William Brownsberger says he views the proposed changes as industry best practices.
Some operators already do have separation of duties between driving and giving tours, and some duck boat operators in other cities do have the cameras installed. So this is just bringing industry best practices in place. And we believe with these practices, there's no reason to believe that these can't be a perfectly safe presence on the streets of Boston and in other places around the state, by the way. There's some down on the Cape and maybe others.
While not speaking specifically to the proposed bill, Boston Duck Tours issued a written statement today saying safety has always been the number one priority for the company. It went on to say, since the tragedy, the company has already installed a new camera on each duck, which will complement the 8 existing mirrors to address any blind spots. The company also plans to add sensory equipment to the front and back of the vehicles in the near term. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the Suffolk District Attorney's Office says the crash reconstruction report from Boston Police is still pending, so a decision on any charges related to the crash has not been made. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.